The song concluded. The last reverberant strains of the Queen's enchanting music hung for a moment in the drafty corners of the chamber, and then were gone. A silence settled on the two, the silence of the sky bejeweled with watchful fires waiting on that wondrous warming fire in the west. The wise king, gazing out upon his star, said nothing, for he had nothing to say, but held his queen's glad song close to his heart and felt the icy edges in his chest begin to melt a bit. And in his hand, he felt the softening touch of his beloved as she nestled her fingers intertwined against his own, the simplest, rightest place for hands to be on a night as strange as this. And standing in this reverential stillness, gazing out over the roofs and hills and fields, two rhythmic puffs of breath, the only signs that time did not stand still. Both king and queen did come to know, as if they known it all along within their hearts, what must be done to save their freezing land, to coax the sun back to its place of glory in their sky. It was the queen who spoke, though neither needed words then to confirm what light from their glad star made known to them. "Go," she said, "and follow close this beacon to this sacred land it speaks of in the west. Give witness to the miracle it brings, and bring this miracle home to your people. I will keep your watch till you return."